Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, April 11th. Currently with fair skies, it is 36 degrees. The humidity is 70%. The wind speed is northwest at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.19. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 27 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Middle school students in Hoisington and Garden City are gearing up for the VEX Robotics World Championship.
From April 25th to May 3rd, teams of talented students will converge in Dallas to showcase their robotic experience. For these Hoisington students, it's more than just a competition.
I think it's just really fun to have to use that creativity.
I think it's fun to have a team and you just work together with either your friends or somebody new and you can just make new friends from it.
It's also a glimpse into their future careers where robotic skills are increasingly valuable. I'm J.P. Bazette.
The Hutchinson Police Department said at the time of his death, March 30th, they thought 53-year-old Lawrence Larry Coleman had been in a fight. Officers found him in the 400 block of West 2nd Avenue. They arrested a 31-year-old man from Hutchinson this week on suspicion of second-degree murder. Officers are asking for tips as the investigation continues. Anyone who is at the Top Hat Tavern, 2405 North Main, on March 29th, might have tips. This is Kansas Information Network News.
United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and America's largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal law enforcement agencies through our many varied programs, including free safety equipment donations, free officer survival training, cash donations, and condolence letters to the family of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty. USDSA also provides a citizen awareness program and thank you cards to law enforcement. These are just some of the ways United States Deputy Sheriff's Association assists America's law enforcement and the citizens they serve. For more information about United States Deputy Sheriff's Association or to see how you can help, please visit usdeputy.org. United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, taking training to the next level because lives are on the line.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A 66-year-old Ellis County man, Jay Noddle Schumacher, who's been accused of beating his wife to death, pled guilty on Friday to three felony charges that are expected to put him behind bars for a decade or more. He was first charged with killing his wife, Karen Schumacher, in 2022. According to court documents, Jay Schumacher was initially charged with murder in the first degree, mistreatment of a dependent adult, aggravated battery, domestic battery, and mistreatment of a dependent adult. However, following more than 2 years of court proceedings, the Ellis County Attorney's Office and Schumacher reached a plea agreement on Friday following mediation. According to the plea agreement, Schumacher agreed to plead guilty to voluntary manslaughter, aggravated battery, and mistreatment of a dependent adult, and the voluntary manslaughter plea is an Alford plea. Under the agreement, both parties agreed Schumacher would serve a minimum sentence of 114 months or 9 years and 6 months in prison for counts 1 and 2, voluntary manslaughter and aggravated battery. The full length of the sentence will be determined by the judge at sentencing later this year. The state wants the 34-month sentence for the final charge, mistreatment of a dependent adult, to run consecutively with the 114-month sentence. Though, under Kansas sentencing guidelines, the sentence would be capped at 142 months. Schumacher's attorneys are also requesting that he be placed in custody of the Larned State Correctional Facility instead of with the Kansas Department of Corrections. And because of the defense's request, Schumacher must undergo another examination to determine if he can be placed at the Larned facility. Schumacher was previously found competent to stand trial after an examination by a therapist at High Plains Mental Health Center. And the latest examination is expected to delay sentencing for several weeks. According to the latest report from the Kansas Department of Labor, unemployment in Kansas inched up in February to 2.7% from 2.6% in January. Unemployment remains low across northwest Kansas, with all counties below 3.3%, with the exception of Trigo County at 4.7% and Graham County at 3.8%. Locally, Decatur County is at 3.1%, Phillips County 2.8%, Sheridan County 2.6%, and Norton County 2.6%. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 3,600 from January, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs increased by 3,800 over the month, while government decreased by 200. Ellis County law enforcement authorities are still investigating the death of a five-month-old boy, Fernando Leon, who died on April 2nd in Hays. The mother of the child, Brandy Niehoff, was previously convicted in connection with the death of the child's older brother, entering a no-contest plea for aggravated child endangerment in December of 2020. And she was sentenced in 2021, along with Russell resident Jody Stephen Fox, for the 2017 death of 14-month-old Gabriel Usoro. Jody Stephen Fox was sentenced to 200 months in prison for second-degree murder and an additional 24 months for child abuse. And according to court records, the infant's mother, Niehoff, has faced other charges for theft, drugs, and intimidating a witness that date back to 2011. Police have not released any further information about the circumstances surrounding Fernando Leon's death, and charges have yet to be filed. Niehoff has been in custody at the Ellis County Jail as of Wednesday morning, and Abraham Leon, Fernando's father, was in the Ellis County Jail with interference with law enforcement charges, but has been released. Niehoff was booked into the Ellis County Jail on February 6th. However, those charges are not known as of now. The Kansas Supreme Court will continue to accept comment through an online survey until 5 p.m. Friday, April 26th for child support guidelines. And a strike-through version of the guidelines with a table that lists proposed updates is on the child support guidelines webpage on the Kansas Judicial Branch website. The updates are proposed by the Kansas Child Support Guidelines Advisory Committee, and these include revising the equal parenting time formula and renaming it the direct expense formula, and other updates include technical cleanup. The committee proposed updates in 2023 that were adopted by the Supreme Court to take effect January 1, 2024, and the updates open for public comment make changes to guidelines that took effect January 1st. Every 4 years, the Kansas Child Support Guidelines Advisory Committee reviews Kansas Child Support Guidelines to ensure the roughly $35 million parents pay in support each month is equitable and appropriate for the day-to-day essential needs of the children they support. The online survey is available at surveymonkey.com. A woman was arrested early Wednesday morning in Nebraska news in a stabbing at a North Lincoln apartment complex. At around 1:30 a.m., officers were sent to Waterbrook Apartments near 27th and Superior Streets on a report of a stabbing, and when officers arrived, they found a 35-year-old victim with stab wounds to his abdomen. The victim was talking with two women in the apartment when he made a comment about a boyfriend who recently died, and one of the women quickly approached the victim, and he pushed her to the ground. As he was trying to help her back up, he was stabbed in the stomach by the other woman, 38-year-old Brittany Burrell. She was arrested on suspicion of second-degree assault and use of a weapon to commit a felony. The victim had injuries that were not life-threatening. Governor Jim Pillen has issued a disaster declaration in the aftermath of a severe storm that resulted in high winds and blizzard conditions on April 6th and 7th. The Nebraska Governor's Office announced the declaration on Wednesday, April 10th, and the counties included in the declaration are Banner, Cheyenne, Sioux, Garden, Kimball, Morrill, and Scott's Bluff. The declaration allows for the use of the governor's emergency fund established under the authority of the Nebraska Emergency Management Act to address conditions resulting from the storm, as damages to affected counties are estimated to exceed $5.4 million. Governor Pillen is required by law to sign a state of emergency proclamation before the fund is available for use. Two individuals, Edwin Quintanilla Pina and Cindy Garcia, faced charges in Dundee County Court for theft and conspiracy related to diesel fuel thefts, with Quintanilla Pina additionally charged with burglary and possession of burglar's tools. The charges stem from an incident where approximately 3,900 gallons of diesel fuel were stolen from a fuel station in Hagler. However, some charges against them have been dismissed, including the charges of burglary and possession of burglar's tools. Charges against a third individual, Constance Flores, were entirely dismissed as there was no evidence implicating her involvement. Judge Edward Steinberg reduced the charges against Quintanilla, Pena, and Garcia due to calculations regarding the value of the stolen fuel, and he bound over their cases to Dundee County District Court. No court appearance dates have yet to be set. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The State Conservation Commission will hold its regular meeting on Tuesday, April 16th from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and anyone interested in the meeting can participate using Zoom video conferencing. The State Conservation Commission consists of 5 elected commissioners, 2 ex officio members representing the Kansas State University Agricultural Experiment Station and Cooperative Extension Service, and 2 appointed members representing the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Department of Agriculture Natural Resources Conservation Service. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Conservation consults with the State Conservation Commission to protect and enhance Kansas's natural resources through the development, implementation, and maintenance of policies, guidelines, and programs that are designed to assist local governments and individuals in conserving the state's renewable resources. The meeting is a regularly scheduled board meeting and is open to the public. For more information about the meeting, including how to listen to the meeting by Zoom or to request a copy of the agenda, you can contact the Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Conservation at kda.doc@ks.gov or call 785-564-6620. And anyone who requires special accommodations must make their needs known at least 24 hours prior to the meeting. Governor Kelly has issued a proclamation declaring April as Kansas Safe Digging Month, and the proclamation, in concurrence with National Safe Digging Month, reminds Kansans to call 811 before starting any outdoor digging projects. The Kansas Corporation Commission, Kansas 811, Kansas Utilities, and Governor Kelly are encouraging excavators and homeowners to call 811 before they begin digging projects to prevent injuries, property damage, and inconvenient outages. Nationwide, 25% of damages reported are caused by the failure of the professional excavator or homeowner to call 811 before digging, according to the Common Ground Alliance's most recent damage information reporting tool. Dialing 811 connects callers to Kansas 811, which notifies the appropriate utility companies of the intent to dig, and calls are taken 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Locate requests can also be made online at kansas811.com. Excavators and homeowners are required to make a request at least 2 working days prior to beginning a digging project. Then professional locators are sent to the digging site to mark the appropriate locations of underground lines with flags or spray paint. Once the lines have been accurately marked, digging can begin. Every digging project, no matter how large or small, requires a call to 811, and there's no charge to have your utility lines marked. To learn more about 811 and Safe Digging Month, you can visit call811.com. And for more information about Kansas 811, you can visit kansas811.com. Small non-farm businesses in 64 Kansas counties and neighboring counties in Nebraska and Oklahoma are now eligible to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration. And these loans offset economic losses because of reduced revenues caused by drought in primary counties that begin November 15, 2023. These counties include locally Decatur, Graham, Phillips, Sheridan, Trigo, and Norton, along with others. Francisco Sanchez Jr., the Associate Administrator for the Office of Disaster Recovery and Resilience at the Small Business Administration, said SBA eligibility covers both the economic impacts on businesses dependent on farmers and ranchers that have suffered agricultural production losses caused by the disaster and businesses directly impacted by the disaster. Small non-farm businesses, small agricultural cooperatives, small businesses engaged in aquaculture, and most private nonprofit organizations of any size may qualify for economic injury disaster loans of up to $2 million to help meet financial obligations and operating expenses, which could have been met had the disaster not occurred. And eligibility for these loans is based on the financial impact of the disaster only, not on any actual property damage. By law, the SBA makes economic injury disaster loans available when the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture designates an agricultural disaster, and the Secretary declared this disaster on March 25th. Businesses primarily engaged in farming or ranching are not eligible for SBA disaster assistance, and agricultural enterprises should contact the Farm Service Agency about the U.S. Department of Agriculture assistance made available by the Secretary's declaration. However, nurseries are eligible for the Small Business Association disaster assistance in drought disasters. Applicants may apply online and receive additional disaster assistance information at sba.gov/disaster, and the deadline to apply for economic injury is November 25, 2024. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having hamburger casserole, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken fajita, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be lasagna, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with the high near 63 and breezy, with a northwest wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 32 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming light and variable after midnight. On Friday, it should be sunny with the high near 76 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on Friday night, it should be mostly clear with the low around 46. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got dogs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with the weather forecast, on Saturday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 87. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 88. On Monday, sunny with a high near 85 and breezy. On Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 73 and breezy. And on Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 67. Currently, with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 65%. The wind speed is northwest at 17 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.19. The dew point is 27 degrees. And the current wind chill is 27 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Last Friday, Kansas State women's basketball announced its first transfer commitment of the offseason. Former Shawnee Mission Northwest All-State selection Kennedy Taylor has transferred to the Wildcat for her final season of eligibility. The Missouri State transfer was named 2024 MVC 6th Player of the Year and All-MVC 3rd Team by averaging 10.7 points a game on 50.2% shooting from the field while pulling down 7.1 rebounds per game. Cats head coach Jeff Mitty says they're excited to have her on the team.
One of the things about Kennedy that we really liked was we need to get more depth. We lost Heavenly Greer to the portal. We needed to add more depth. You mentioned the load management. We needed somebody that we felt like could alleviate some of the minutes off of Yoki. More physical. We wanted a physical, strong rebounder. You look at Kennedy's numbers, and this is one of the better offensive rebounders, not just in her league, but in the country. I think she brings a lot of what we need.
They may still add a player or two in the portal, but that's yet to be seen. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Duke.
In search of the perfect cut for your lawn? Join the pursuit by choosing from a full line of Steel mowers. From gas and battery options to zero turns and push mowers, Steel offers a wide range of mowing solutions for homeowners and professionals. Right now, get 0% financing on your purchase with a Steel zero turn mower. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com/mowers. Available at select dealers. Financing available on qualifying purchases and subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic offers many services to cater to the healthcare needs of our community. Whether seeking routine checkups, diagnostic tests, or specialized treatments, patients can rely on us to provide high-quality care tailored to their specific needs. Stay informed about the latest services, programs, and updates by following our Facebook page. We look forward to serving you and your family with excellence and compassion.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high temperature performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through April 23rd, get a $15 gift card when you buy 5 or more quarts of Edge or Edge High Mileage Full Synthetic, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Claim based on Sequence 3 H test versus API SP test limits.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Let's start off with your weather forecast.
We have a cold front that's pushed across the area this morning, and behind it, winds will really pick up today, gusting anywhere from 35 to 40 miles per hour. As dry air comes in behind this system, it will lower relative humidity to around 15 to 20%. Therefore, a red flag warning for fire danger will be in effect across the central sections of the state. High pressure builds in tonight, winds diminish, a clear sky, and that will allow temperatures to fall into the 30s. Friday, we quickly warm up, even more so this weekend with a high in the 80s and 90s. Potential record-breaking temperatures Sunday. Monday, a trough of low pressure moves on shore, and that may bring us a chance of strong to severe thunderstorms Monday night into Tuesday. In northwestern Kansas, sunny with today's high in the low 60s. A red flag warning for fire danger in north central Kansas or high 62. Windy today in northeastern Kansas with a high 65. Sunny mid-60s in southwestern Kansas. Breezy with upper 60s in south central Kansas. Sunny and 68 likely in the southeast part of the state. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Grain markets are positioning themselves ahead of the WASD update that comes out late this morning. At the moment, corn is the only grain in the green. May up a penny at 435 and a quarter. July up two at 447 and three quarters. December up one and three quarters at 472. Soybeans from May down five and three quarters at 1159. July down five and three quarters at 1172 and a quarter. November down a nickel at 1164 and a quarter. Meal is trading higher, oil lower. Kansas City wheat is now in the red. May down 4.5 at 590. July down 2.5 at 585 and a quarter. Chicago wheat May down 4.5 at 554. July down 4.5, 569. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 183 points at 38,574. NASDAQ futures down 75. S&P down 27. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.